The University of Wyoming Martin Luther King Jr. Days of Dialogue wrap up this weekend. The event's keynote speaker was Francesca Ramsey, a comedian, actress, and activist who hosts the MTV News web series Decoded, which talks about race, pop culture, and other, quote, uncomfortable things. She joined me to discuss how she has carved out her own role in the entertainment and activist communities.
I went to school for acting, and then I studied graphic design, and, you know, YouTube did not exist when I was in school, so I did not know that it would become a path for me to create content and open doors in entertainment. So I think I kind of embody this weird hybrid of activist is what I'm saying, like actress, activist, and I think that that's really cool, and I think that's what's so great about what's happening right now is that you can really create your own career. You don't have to wait for anyone to give you an opportunity. You don't have to look for the perfect job. You can really craft based on the things that you're interested in, the skills that you possess using the internet.
You went viral after creating the video, Stuff White Girls Say to Black Girls, Stuff, because we're on the radio here. How do you come up with the ideas for your videos?
Well, I can't take all the credit for that one because there was another video that had gone viral a few months prior called Stuff Girls Say. And, you know, YouTube, just like the internet, is very much about everybody creating their own parodies and lending their voice to topics in ways that are authentic to them. So when Stuff Girls Say went viral, I thought it was really funny, but the accompanying parody Stuff Black Girls Say didn't really speak to me as a black girl from the suburbs of South Florida. And so I took a risk and decided to kind of combine the titles and create something that was more personal to me. And I think that that's just what I've always continued to do with my work, to look at what other people are talking about and see where there's a void in the conversation, where maybe I'm not seeing people say something that I wish that they were saying, or I have a particular take on a topic that I think is unique.
Part of your keynote speech is about using social media responsibly. What does that look like to you?
It's really interesting because I think a lot of people don't realize the repercussions of the things that they post online, both positive and negative. You know, I never in a million years expected my video to get 12 million views and, you know, lead to Anderson Cooper and getting an agent and all these amazing things in my life. But on the inverse side, there are lots of people who say things on the internet without really thinking about the fact that they are broadcasting it. It's kind of like having a megaphone and sharing. Maybe you're misguided or misinformed or just straight out bigoted opinions on a certain topic with a huge audience. And so we've seen people lose their jobs. You know, we've seen political figures sharing photos that are not appropriate or saying things about, you know, our former president, President Obama or Michelle Obama, and having some really harsh consequences. So what I really try to encourage people to do, and sometimes, you know, I don't always think the punishment fits the crime. I've seen some young people that have gotten kicked out of school for things that I don't necessarily think that's the best course of action. But I try to tell young people and just people of all backgrounds, if you wouldn't feel comfortable saying it to your parents or to your boss, I wouldn't post it on the internet.
One thing that you have talked about in your videos is being an ally. Wyoming is a predominantly white state. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, it's 92% white. So how can someone be an ally in a state with such a small minority population?
Well, again, I think what's really awesome about the internet is we are having the chance to be exposed to different types of people and conversations that we might not get a chance to interact with at home. And so we are learning about people from all different walks of life. And even myself, as, you know, a straight, cis, black woman, an able-bodied woman, I have to be conscious of my own privilege so that I can go ahead and support people with disabilities or people from the LGBT community. And I don't necessarily have to interact with that community on a daily basis in order to support and uplift them. You know, we're seeing a lot of people being motivated to call their congressmen, call their senators, you know, sharing articles and just kind of talking to people in your community that might have misconceptions around some of these issues. You don't actually have to be surrounded by that community in order to lend your support.
How do you respond to people who say that you're the one perpetuating racism when you talk about race or point out race in things that happen in the news?
Oh, I love this one. And I hear it a lot. I use the analogy that talking about a problem doesn't create the problem the same way talking about cancer does not create cancer. You know, if you want to address an issue, and I can use the cancer example as well, you have to study it and you have to do research. And there has to be people that come forward and say, you know what, I have cancer and this is what I tried and it didn't work, or I found this new thing and I went to this place or whatever. And I feel the same way when it comes to issues surrounding social justice. Talking about racism is not creating it. The same way not talking about it is not going to alleviate it or help people that are victims of this oppressive system. I think when people say that, it's really a reflection of their own discomfort with the issue and also their misunderstanding, which to me signifies that we do need to continue talking about it.
The United States is facing a lot of polarization right now, and people are feeling very passionate on every side of every issue. There's Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. So when it comes to race relations, especially in all these things that we're seeing right now, there's no quick fix, but what do you think is the most important thing that needs to happen for there to be at least more understanding between people on different sides of issues?
I think what we're seeing a lot of is people being misinformed. And if you have not been exposed to certain types of people or certain conversations, then it's easy to be misinformed about them. And our media does play a large role in that. And so it is really important to diversify the types of media that you're consuming, the things that you're reading, the things that you're watching. But I also think for people who are in positions of privilege, and again, I'll use myself as an example, as a straight person, I have many encounters with other straight people where they say misinformed things about LGBT folks that they would never say if they knew a member of that community was there. And so that's when you really have to get out of your comfort zone and make sure that you can have those tough conversations and stand up for those communities, because those are situations and environments that my voice can be valuable where someone else isn't there, and I can uplift those communities in ways that I think are really important. So I know it's really, really difficult, and I think that most people's inclination, especially when it comes to talking about race, is to ignore it or pretend that it's not an issue, but I don't believe anything gets solved that way. And so I think a little bit of getting out of our comfort zone, but also doing our homework. There's so many amazing resources online, whether it's MTV Decoded, my web series, hey, plug it up, or, you know, there's so many great documentaries. Ava DuVernay's documentary 13th is nominated for an Oscar. It's an incredible documentary about, you know, the prison industrial complex and the 13th Amendment that just sheds light on our nation's history in a way that I think a lot of people need to be exposed to. So you kind of have to do a little bit of work as well.
Francesca Ramsey is a comedian, actress, blogger, and the keynote speaker of the MLK Days of Dialogue here at the University. Francesca, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.